The call for religious bodies to take over the running of schools originally established by such faiths is not a new one. The MP for Akachi North, Peter Nochukwutu, in his statement said district directorates of education are facing a number of challenges that make it difficult for them to adequately supervise the schools. Mr. Nochukwutu, who is also the vice chairman of the Select Committee on Education, said it is about time government engaged the religious bodies in dialogue geared at handing over the management of the schools to them. The MP for Asawase, Alhaji Mohamed Muntaka, said though Ghana, through its educational system, had done well in ensuring harmony in society, there is the need for more to be done and asked for circumspection in taking the decision in handing over schools to religious bodies.
Mr. Speaker, the management of education in our country, especially the second cycle schools, is of great concern. The issue of who plays what role is a very important one. And mission schools have done so well in the past, and they continue to do very well in the provision of secondary education and also even basic education. My only concern is that if you look at recent past, some of the concerns that came up, that has to do of some of the mission school coercing the people into religious activities that do not conform with their religious background is of great concern to us. And I believe that in our debate to find a middle course and a solution to these challenges that we are having, we should have at the back of our mind some of our neighbors like Nigeria, the way they have done it and the challenges that is confronting them today.
The MP for Wage Agbawe, Rosemond Abra, was of the opinion that whilst the various faiths are advocating a reversal to the old system of manning their own schools, such a move will come at a cost.
The presentation of the statement somehow suggested that mandatorily, when schools are handed over to the mission schools, the problem of moral decadence in our society will be eradicated or somehow solved. But then we see that there is more to it, because I find it that, for instance, the current secularization of the state is also contributing to moral decadence. Now, the mode of admission to the mission schools, are we going to say that if it is a Methodist school, we are going to admit only children from Methodist parents? What about the issue of private schools? If we think our public schools are churning our students who are not morally upright, as I can put it, there is the need to influence them with the mission schools. What about the private schools? What do we do about the children attending private schools who may not have the benefit of being influenced or indoctrinated, as in quotes, by these mission schools?
The first deputy speaker, Ebo Batunodro, based on the submissions made, tasked the clerk of parliament to furnish the Ministry of Education with a copy of the sentiments raised by the House for further action.